Shalom Aleichem. Today we are continuing with our topic of Ani HaMehafech B'Charara, and we have an absolutely critical question today, but quickly a recap. When we are discussing Ani HaMehafech B'Charara, we want to see if a certain situation is a problem. For example, stealing somebody's employee or a customer or something like that. This may be Ani HaMehafech and maybe Hasagas Gvul, which is there's some overlap between the two. But we'll focus on the HaMehafech B'Charara. If somebody wants to steal or grab somebody's opportunity, one person is negotiating for a piece of real estate, and number two wants that real estate. So the questions are as follows. Number one is, what category are we talking about? And this is what we've been discussing. The sheet of Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramah is that the prohibition of Ani HaMehafech B'Charara, that the second person who comes and steals the deal, takes the deal, is called a Rasha. That applies in certain categories, but not in other categories. So it applies when there's a purchase and sale and a lease situation, and number two comes and takes that opportunity from the person who's been working on it, who's negotiating a contract. That would be the situation of Mecher and Schirus. So there is a problem on the HaMehafech B'Charara. On the other hand, in the categories of finding something that's Hefker, or taking somebody who is going to receive a matana, a gift, and taking that gift, it hasn't been owned by the first person. He's just working on it. He may be a recipient, and number two gets in the way, and he works on getting that gift instead. So the prohibition of Ani HaMehafech B'Charara would not apply. And the concept here is, when it comes to commercial transactions, buying, selling, and leasing, the first person who is negotiating for the deal can say to the second person, go find your own deal. Why are you coming and taking my deal? There are other opportunities out there. On the other hand, when we are talking about items that are hefker, metzia, something that you're finding. You find a lottery ticket, you find $1,000 on the ground, that you can't simply say, the first person say to the second person, I'm working on this, I haven't acquired it yet, but I'm putting in effort, go find your own $1,000 on the floor. That's not going to happen. So that's why it applies specifically according to Rabbeinu Tam to purchases and sales and to rentals, but not to mitzias, things you find, things that are in hefker and the like. That is question number one. What category is it? And if it's considered something that's a purchase and sale, something that's a lease, etc., then Ani HaMehafech applies, and otherwise it doesn't apply. But we have to get to the second question. It can't simply be that the first person thought an idea. I thought I'd buy that piece of property. I saw something on the floor and I did nothing about it, and I didn't, you know, it looked like a lot of money and valuable, but I didn't make any efforts. It can't be that we're talking about those situations that person number one has done nothing and person number two is precluded from doing anything. That's not the situation. We're also not talking about the other extreme, that person number one has already closed the deal. He's already lifted up that money from the floor. He's already purchased the item because then it's his. And if person number two tries to acquire that good, that asset and the like, then it's stealing. It's absolute stealing. It's not only a problem, but Ani HaMehafech B'Charara, that the person is Nikra Rasha, number two is taking an opportunity from number one, but he's a thief. That is a different situation. So what are we talking about? How much effort has been put in by number one? What's the stage of the negotiations that we say Ani HaMehafech B'Charara kicks in? So we have to analyze both of the questions. Question number one, what category is it in? If it's a purchase, sale, commercial transaction, lease, then we get to the second question. Okay, number one is working on this. How far has he progressed, and when does Ani HaMehafech B'Charara apply? If it's just that he made a call to a real estate broker to look into a piece of property, that's not going to help. That's not going to implicate the prohibition. So that's our question today. So we're going to start with a tour just to set the table. So the tour, he says as follows, when talking about the prohibition of Ani HaMehafech B'Charara, that the second person cannot come in and bust up the deal that person number one is working on. So he uses the language as follows, HaMechazer Achar Davar Liknoso. Somebody is mechazer. He's going after. It doesn't actually qualify exactly what it's talking about, but he is a mechazer. He's making efforts to go and purchase an item, be it a piece of property or real estate or personal property. And somebody came and took that opportunity. He purchases it, closes the deal. That second person is a rasha. Now the Prisha comments on this. What's this language, ha-mechazer, that the Torah is using? Then he says it actually is the same as the language that we saw in the Gemara. It's not the exact same word, but it's the exact same concept. The Gemara in Kiddushin, where we saw the source of the prohibition, Ani Amahafech Bacharara, was Rav Gidol Havim Mahafech Bahiyara. Rav Gidol was making an effort to acquire a piece of land. He was negotiating for it. So the Tur, who is saying HaMechazer Achar Davar Liknoso, is the same thing as Rav Gidol Haya Mahafech Bahiyara, is making a negotiation, is making efforts to acquire it. But the point here is Shadayin Lokana Kinyan Gamur, is that the first person, the Rav Gittels of the world who are trying to buy an asset, they have not done a Kinyan yet. They have not closed on the deal. Because had they closed on the deal, had they acquired it, had they lifted up that mitzia, that thing that was Hefker, they lifted it up already, did a Kinyan, then that would be Gezel Gamur. That indeed, if number two took it, that would be stealing. So where are they in the situation? Where are they in negotiations? So we're going to look at a Mordechai now. Mordechai, one of the great Rishonim, and he says as follows, Lo Shayach Ani HaMe'afech Becharara, this prohibition of Ani HaMe'afech Becharara doesn't apply, Ela Im Ken Gamar Reuven Kisuk Dami Mimarovit Kochavim, unless Reuven, that's the first purchaser, he has reached a price, he has agreed with the seller, and it doesn't have to be a non-Jewish seller, although he says a non-Jewish seller, it could be a Jewish seller, that they have agreed on the price. They negotiated, and now they have agreement. And they simply haven't done a kinyan, they haven't done a contract, they haven't formalized it with what is ever is required to formalize the deal in a given area, register that land or whatever it is, but they have agreed on the price. Ukahai gavna im kadam shimon hamekach. In this situation, if Shimon, that's the second purchaser, comes in and purchases that asset, be it a real estate or personal property, real property, personal property, if purchaser number two, Shimon, buys that asset, then he is a Rasha. So the Mordechai is actually taking a somewhat restrictive view of Ani HaMe'afech Becharara that only applies once the purchaser and seller have agreed on the price. And in that situation, if purchaser number two comes in and purchases the asset from the seller, that is when purchaser number two is called a Rasha because the price was agreed to already. However, continues the Mordechai, that if Reuven is the first purchaser, he has not agreed on price with the seller, and the purchaser number one is trying to get a better price still. He's trying to push the price down. And in that situation, purchaser number two comes and purchases the asset. Then there is no prohibition of Ani HaMe'afech Becharara. Very interesting. It's a restrictive view. It's only if they've agreed on a price. And he explains the rationale for this. If that seller were to be locked in to the price, and he wouldn't be able to sell it to anyone else, and no one else actually would be permitted. No other purchaser would be permitted to purchase that asset because there is an active negotiation going on between the seller and purchaser number one. The effect of that would be that purchaser number one is going to lowball the price because he knows no one else is able to compete right now for this asset because I am negotiating. And if we were looking simply at an act of negotiation, that would be significantly to the detriment of the seller because purchaser number one is going to simply lowball the price because no one else is allowed to come in. And Chazal were very concerned that the seller should be able to get his fair price for the asset. Accordingly, says the Mordechai, the prohibition of Ani HaMe'afech Becharara only kicks in when the price has been agreed to, but if it hasn't been agreed to, then a purchaser has no right to say, this is my asset. Everyone else has to stay away. Anyone else who purchases it is going to be called a Rasha. That is the opinion of the Mordechai. Again, if the price has been agreed to, Ani Amafech Becharara applies. If the price has not been agreed to, then Ani Amafech Becharara does not apply, and purchaser number two can come in and purchase the deal, purchase the asset. Now, the Prisha brings this Mordechai, says exactly what we just said right now, but he adds on as follows, Vata, nowadays, no hagim lipsok al kiyotze bazeshis hasagas kvul. He adds on that nowadays, even when there is an active negotiation, this is considered hasagas kvul. In other words, it's prohibited. It is called ani amafich b'charora, even if the price has not been agreed to. That is what the preacher says. But then he continues, and he clarifies what he's saying. And he says, you know, we really have to distinguish where we are in the negotiation. We have a purchaser, we have a seller. They have not agreed on price yet. And the example is that the seller is saying, demanding, I want six. I want $6 for this asset. I want $6 million for this asset. I want $6,000 for this asset. And the purchaser obviously wants it less. I'm offering four. You want six? I'm offering four. Umit asking bepisuko zelahosef zeligro. And they are actively negotiating between them. It doesn't have to be that they're sitting right next to each other actively emailing, but there's an open negotiation over price. One wants a higher price, one wants a lower price, and this is the kicker. This is very important. Ululei shema hashlishi hayu mushvaim nafsham. If it weren't for the third person coming in, meaning the other purchaser, indeed, the seller and the original purchaser, they would agree on price. Give them some time, give them some space. When purchaser number two comes in, and even though there hasn't been an agreement on price, he goes and purchases the asset. And had he not gotten involved, it's very likely or for sure that the seller and purchaser, the first purchaser, would have agreed on price. This is called Hasagas Kvul. This is called Ani HaMehafech Becharara. So where are we right now? We have the opinion of the Mordechai, only if they have agreed on price is there a prohibition of purchaser number two coming in. But if they have not agreed on price, purchaser number two is permitted to buy the asset and will not be called to Russia. There's no prohibition of Ani HaMehafech Becharara. But the Prisha says, nowadays, many years after the Mordechai, nowadays, Prisha is one of the Achronim, Mordechai is one of the Rishonim, that we indeed do, as long as there's an active negotiation and the purchaser and seller, the first purchaser and the seller, would agree on price if purchaser number two did not come in and purchase the asset, get involved in the negotiation, they would have closed on it. Then there is going to be a problem, even though they haven't agreed on price, but as long as it's an active negotiation that they would agree on price, there is going to be a prohibition of Ani HaMehafech Becharara, and the second purchaser is called a Rasha. Now, an interesting point, just to add on, the Orach HaShulchan brings the Shita of the Ramah, just like the Mordechai, if you've agreed on price, then there is a problem of Ani HaMehafech Becharara. If you haven't agreed on price, it's not a problem. And the Orach HaShulchan brings his own proviso to this. He says, that's talking about specifically when you have one-off purchases. For example, you're buying a house. It doesn't happen every day. You're buying a car. It doesn't happen every day. You're buying a horse. It doesn't happen every day. However, when you're in the shuk, when you're in the marketplace, that there are a lot of people purchasing, a lot of people selling, if there is somebody that is actively trying to purchase something right there in front of you, it is prohibited for somebody else to come in and purchase that asset. So when you have an active business going around, or a Cheshochan says, leave the people alone, let them negotiate, let them do their deal, and don't get involved. This is the minhag of many places that one person is there in the market, in the store, liknot davar, to buy something. Lo yisigenu acher. Somebody else should not come in and get involved and purchase that asset. Uminag yafehu medina urim lebracha. And this is the proper thing to do, and it should be a bracha for people who adhere to this. And then he brings on that, in fact, the preacher wrote that Shibiyamav, in his time, this would be actively prohibited, not simply roi lebracha, but absolutely prohibited to get involved in an active negotiation. Have a wonderful day.